Welcome to another awesome episode on humanity, and I'm your host, Somi. So how have you been? I really like to know how you've been. How have you been able to use my past podcast episodes to better yourself, your circle, and eventually the society? So today I'm going to be talking about the law of human behavior, and we have three basic laws of human behavior, but I'm going to be talking about just one. The first law of human behavior, which states behavior tends to follow the status quo unless it is acted upon by a decrease in friction or increase in fuel. Now I'm going to give you a little while to assimilate that, and we shall begin. Now there are three basic things to note from this quote, and which is status quo, friction, and fuel. So going the first, what is status quo? Status quo is originally a Latin phrase which means the current situation, that is the way things are at the moment, your comfort zone, your present place. Now, how does status quo affect humanity? How does it affect human behavior? Now, normally people prefer to stick to what they already know than risking to go for a new adventure because they're not sure of what the outcome might be. So, you know, people normally tend to focus more on what they stand to lose rather than how much they might benefit. Now, I'm going to use a very popular one, the crypto market. We all know how well there are so many losses and there are so many gains as well. Now, for a typical human being, we are going to be thinking about the losses before we even think of how much we can gain from the crypto market. I think that's a very perfect example of status quo. Now, something else that goes hand in hand with status quo is called the prospect theory. And it says, losses loom larger than gains. Losses loom larger than gains. And does it hit a button? You know, sometimes, let's say you have a small business, okay? And you're making a lot of money from this small business, a lot of gains, so many good things from it. And let's say, maybe you didn't sell out properly and then your goods get expired. It's going to hurt you so much, you're not even going to think about what you have been gaining in the past. All your mind is going to be on what you have lost. Because it's just by default. Losses just hurt more than our gains. And that's basically what status quo is. Now, because we are afraid to lose, we don't go forward. We don't want to see what's ahead of us because we keep on asking, what if I lose? What if I don't do this? What if I don't make it? What if it doesn't come out exactly how I've envisioned it? What if? Status quo always goes hand in hand with what if. And what if negative aspect? You're not thinking, what if I gain so much? What if I become a better person if I go? What if I like it more than my present situation? No, the status quo is always on what if I fail, what if I don't make it, what if it doesn't come out right, what will people think, what if on the negative part. Now that's basically what the status quo is about. Moving to the second one, friction. Now for science students and some of our students are interested in science, friction is basically resistance. But friction in humanity is also resistance, but resistance in what you could be. What could be? You don't want to risk what is for what could be, because you're resisting. There's this part of you that doesn't go well with it. Do you understand? I don't know if you know this Newton's law of motion in physics that states a body at rest will remain at rest, and a body in motion will remain in motion unless it is acted upon by an external force. It's a very popular, I don't know, law in physics. So I'm pretty sure you've heard of it, but if you haven't, well, that's not a problem. So now, in humanity, in human behavior, too much resistance will make you a stagnant person. There'll be no growth because you're always comfortable with where you are, because you don't want to go for the next big thing, because you feel you might fail, you might not do well, you might lose too much. And of course, there's no certainty that you will gain, but have you tried? Now that's the question that surrounds this whole episode. Have you tried? You haven't, but you just foresee it. You just guess that it may turn out bad, but have you tried? Now moving to the third, fuel. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Fuel, something that keeps you going. Now, the basic fuel for human behavior is passion, determination, hard work. So why do we add more friction, and why do we reduce our fuel? Because we're too scared things may not turn out how they should be, how we've envisioned them in our head, but we haven't tried though. That's basically why humanity is falling apart. That's basically why us as human beings are not able to reach our full potential at certain stages of our lives. So I'm going to go back to the law and see if you're going to be able to connect the dots now. The first law of humanity, behavior tends to follow the status quo. Unless it is acted upon by a decrease in friction or increase in fuel. Do you understand now? Now we act the way we act because we are comfortable with our situation, but our situation can only change, our behavior can only change if we reduce the way we resist things and increase in our passion, hard work, determination, adventure-seeking lifestyle. That is only when we can change. Now, what do you think humanity needs? A decrease in friction or an increase in fuel? I would love to hear your thoughts on this, and thank you so much for listening.